This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And ahead for you today, a look at planting landscape trees here in the fall. Joining us is Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton. And Dennis, you'll share advice with us on getting those trees established in just a moment. But before that, the basic question, why plant them in the fall as opposed to the springtime?
Well, the advantage of fall planting is that even though it's cooling down air temperature-wise, our soil temperatures are still quite warm. And so by planting those trees in the fall, we can actually get a month to 2 months of root development just to give those trees a little bit of jump start on spring and then, of course, whatever summer will throw our way come 2020. So it's really all about root development and growth underground that you never really see, but it all pays dividends in the end.
It all starts with the planting site and adequate preparation of that site, correct?
That's correct. You know, the old saying has been, you know, you buy a $5 tree and make a $50 planting hole. You know, now it's probably $150 and $250, but you get the point. We want to make sure that we do dig a hole. And actually, the good news about tree planting is you don't necessarily have to dig deep, but we want to dig wide. The rule of thumb is really don't dig the hole any deeper than the root ball that you're planting because we don't want the tree to sink deeper into the soil. But research has shown the wider you dig that hole, the more you loosen up those compacted soils. And so then when you backfill, all those roots can get out quickly into that nice, fresh, loose soil to really help speed up that root development, which, like I said, is what we're really talking about when it comes to tree planting. So don't dig deep, but dig wide.
Once you have that tree placed, the tree root ball, that is, you make sure and loosen up that ball so the roots can, in fact, fan out.
Yeah. You know, we want to make sure we take any of the containers off, pots off, especially with a container-grown tree. Even bald and burlap trees, it's really good to go ahead and make sure we get all the strings, the wires, pull back as much of that burlap as possible so we can expose those roots to the soil and get them out and growing. And then we also want to kind of look real closely to make sure there aren't any roots kind of growing or spiring around that trunk of the tree. We want to make sure they're growing out so they don't girdle the tree later on. And then once you do that, you can backfill, water the tree, get it settled in. It's really a great idea to put down a 2 to 3 inch layer of some sort of a mulching material, whether that be, you know, wood chip or, you know, some people got grass clippings, leaves, straw available to them. Something that's going to help buffer that soil from the extremes of drying out and heat and temperature during the summer. And the other nice thing about that mulch is, in addition to conserving moisture, it also keeps the grass away from the base of the tree. And K-State and other universities have found that if you keep that grass out 2-3 feet around that tree, over a 10-year period of growth time, you can almost double the growth rate by getting rid of that grass competition.
So good 2 to 3 inch mulch is worthwhile here. How about staking the tree, Dennis? Now, it'll be losing leaves as we get into the late fall and winter, but still those winter winds can whip that tree around pretty well, can they not?
Correct, yeah. You know, I think the ideal would be not to have to stake the tree, you know, let it move a little bit on its own. But if it's in a really windy side, a lot of canopy that's going to catch the wind, then yes, staking, you know, is a good idea. You stake about a third of the way up on the tree itself, and you want the supports to be loose. You don't want anything that's going to cut into the bark of the tree or going to scratch or scrape, bruise the trunk of the tree. And the purpose of stakes is really just to keep it more or less upright, but we want it to sway, move back and forth in the breeze, because here again, that helps those root system know that I've got to, you know, toughen up, so to speak, to help support that tree. And usually a stake's just left on for one growing season. So if you planted this, you know, September, October, into summer next year, you could remove those stakes and be good to go. You don't want the tree to become dependent on the stake itself. K-State has a great little publication on planting trees that shows some of the various staking options.
Dennis, thanks for the comments, as always.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Eric.
That from Dennis Patton. Dennis, the Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.